Please rise for the processional hymn, hymn number 257, verses 1 through 4, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise today is hymn number 267, Joy to the World. The Lord be with you and also with you. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, save us from the threatening dangers of our sins, and enlighten our walk in the way of your salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'm also the reader today, so triple dose of Patty, sorry. The first reading today comes from Isaiah. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established at the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, Psalm is 122 today. We will read it responsively. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones for judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. The second reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 13. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is all for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us now throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk decently as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in illicit sex and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. The gospel for today on the first Sunday of Advent is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So, two will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming and you did not expect. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So there's many things to talk about today. First of all, did you notice the decorations? Did you notice the Advent wreath? Did you notice that Jesus is back with us as always in the glitter? He's always here, never leaves. Well, Advent begins today, not with Christmas carols. Oh yeah, we sang Joy to the World and O Come, Emmanuel. That's how we started. Not with shepherds or angels, but with a startling word from Jesus. Keep awake. That was in the gospel. Keep awake. Advent does not ease us in gently. Instead, it begins with holy disruption. It pulls us out of routine and calls us to attention. It asks us to look at our world, our lives, and God's promises with eyes wide open. We often think of Advent as a season of soft lights and gentle waiting, but Scripture tells us deeper truth. Advent is active, expectant, and watchful hope. Jesus speaks of signs and uncertainty of a world that trembles and changes, and he says, "Do not be afraid. Stay awake. Pay attention." I get that a lot. Pay attention. Pay attention. So I need to pay attention. The world Jesus describes, one with instability, conflict, and confusion, sounds a lot like our own. Advent doesn't ask us to pretend everything is fine. It just asks us to trust that God is at work, precisely when everything does not seem fine. Christian hope isn't optimism. Optimism says, everything will probably work out. Hope says, even if nothing looks like it will work out, God is still coming. Hope is the courage to live differently because Christ has promised to come things new. Watching for. He says, he's not telling us to live in fear or anxiety. Do you feel in fear Christmas time and during Advent? We're keeping awake and we're watching. He's asking us to notice the signs of God's presence already stirring. Where do we glimpse Christ today? In a world weary of violence, every act of peace is a sign of Christ's nearness. In a culture that loves to hurry, every moment of compassion is Advent's hope. In communities divided, every gesture of reconciliation is a lamp being lit. In seasons of personal heavy, every breath of heaven is God staying with us. Advent teaches us to look for small beginnings because God loves to enter the world quietly, vulnerably, in a way that most people miss. The world expected a warrior. God came as a child. The world expected power. God came as love. Advent is a season of clearing space. Oh man, I have a lot of space in my house that needs cleared. Many of us are overwhelmed by noise, schedules, responsibilities, or worries. Advent invites us to clear a little room in our hearts so that hope has somewhere to land. Be this Advent, God is calling you to slow down, forgive someone, let go of something you cannot control, seek justice in a concrete way, pray with honesty instead of perfection, or simply breathe and remember that you belong to God. Jesus' words, keep awake, are not a command to exhaust ourselves. They are a call for intentional living, to focus on what truly matters, to let God shape our priorities rather than fear or distraction. In Advent, we wait for Christ's coming in three ways. Remember for how Christ came in Bethlehem. We trust Christ comes to us now in word and sacrament, in community, in mercy. We hope for Christ's final coming, when justice and peace will be more than ideals. They will be the air that we breathe. Advent stands at the intersection of these promises. It reminds us that God has been faithful. God is faithful now, and God will be faithful. So as we enter this season, it's our first Sunday, one purple candle.
It's the prophecy candle. It's the prophecy candle, a reminder of what was told in the Old Testament of what was to come. And as we enter this season, let us keep awake, not with fear, but with expectation. God is not done with this world. God is not done with us. Christ is coming into the broken places, the quiet places, the places that feel forgotten, the places that long for renewal. Let us watch for Christ with hope. Let us prepare room in our hearts. Let us live as people who believe that light is stronger than darkness. We pray, come, Lord Jesus, all things new. Amen. Our responding hymn is Hymn of the Day 260, The King Shall Come. Please rise. Please join me in our confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In our waiting and watching, we come to you in prayer, O God, trusting your promise to renew the church, the nations, and the whole creation. God of the people, we come seeking wisdom and instruction. Uphold and strengthen lay leaders, teachers, deacons, pastors, and bishops. Teach us your way and lead us in your paths. God of grace, prayer. God of the earth, we seek your goodness in the grandeur of creation. Empower us to care for forests and oceans as we see you in the world around us. God of grace, prayer. God of the nations, grant wisdom to leaders, judges, and mediators. Cast out words of hate and transform them into words for building up community. Remake implements of war to sow peace. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of healing, bring comfort and strength. We pray for our kindred and companions who are ill or despairing. Especially we lift up in our hearts and those affected by HIV and AIDS as we remember World AIDS Day. Surround all with care and consolation. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of new possibilities, when addiction wounds, jealousy tears down, and relationships fray, show us how to journey with one another. Nurture therapists, counselors, and sponsors in their care for others. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of all time, building up our lives that we would reflect your grace. At the last, bring us with all the saints, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. To your holy city, where peace and goodness make a home. God of grace, hear our prayer. Draw near to us, O God, as we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please join us in the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. I got a couple kids. Even if you're like over like or under like 20, come and sit with me for a minute.
Or if you're over 20.
Here. Is he heavier than you? Are you heavier than me? Huh?
Yeah, you're crazy.
So we have all these Christmas decorations. Who has their Christmas tree up? Who knows why we decorate with lights. Now it's pretty bright in here today because the sun is shining. But we decorate with lights. Why? Because Jesus is the light of the world. And that's what we're waiting. That little baby that came. You guys aren't Aggies. You should know what a manger is. It's where they put the hay for the animals to eat.
Yeah.
And go and steal it out of the manger and drag it all over and walk on it. But thank goodness that baby Jesus was laid. You know about mangers? Yeah. Yeah. He knows about mangers. He's waiting for baby Jesus. He knows that Jesus is sneaking up on us right now, isn't he? So that's why we're here in the season of light. We're waiting for Jesus to come. It's that little baby. He's the one. Take Pax too. He's awful.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today, in the church year, it is the first Sunday of Advent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the guest. Happy birthday today to Rebecca Bittekofer. Happy anniversary today to Charlie and Tracy Woodworth. Happy birthday this week to Kelsey Taylor, Scott Horton, Shelby Henry. Happy anniversary this week to Doug and Carol Whitna. The altar flowers are offered today to the glory of God by Janice Carlson. And this year, following the Christmas program on December 14th, we will be serving refreshments instead of a traditional Christmas dinner, and all are welcome to join us. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found here? Just you. Okay.
All right, here I am again. He's Fuxton. No, he won't stay by me, Ben. He won't, I promise. Okay, so it's food bank week at the school district office. They got some donations this week, so she said she could use help tomorrow afternoon organizing shelves again. It's almost like a kitchen there. You have to keep moving those things around and organizing. Or when you come home from the grocery store, you have to put the groceries away. And then on Tuesday morning from 8 to 9, the food bank will come. And they could use some help with unloading the truck, basically putting boxes on a cart, taking them down to the food bank. So that's Tuesday morning or tomorrow afternoon. I'd say Jamie is there, so anytime after lunch to 4 o'clock, if you have an hour or two to stop in and help him organize. Our offering will be received at this time. Please rise. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now may the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our recessional hymn is hymn number 264, Prepare the Royal Highway. Thank you. in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.